Welcome to TGI Patreon Mini for the week of May 1st. I'm your host Ryan Murphy, here to give you a preview of this week's Gamers In content. We are looking for our May patron. Yes, it's May. Where did April go? I have no idea, but we are looking for our May patron. I know a majority of folks listening to this are already patrons, and we do wholeheartedly thank you for the support. Thank you so much for listening to the Patreon Mini. And yeah, whoops, speaking of Gamers In, we did not record last week. That was due to a weird week. Honestly, I was having the conversation with Jocelyn Thursday. We decided not to record because Days Gone was the next day. We were actually just going to record the day after so Jocelyn could get some time with Days Gone. And I was going up to her place to hang out for the weekend with Matt and Jocelyn. No, that's not an error. There was just that many Matts. And we just said, like, you know what? We should just record next week because I haven't played any Days Gone. She hadn't got as much time in as she was hoping to get. So we decided to take a week off. And I realized as we were discussing it, I didn't record any podcast. I think the mini was the only thing I recorded last week. Not that it was a break. I mean, I prepared for everything that we ended up shelving. Anyways, it'll come in handy. So last week we didn't have a show, but we are back this week. Thank you. We're going to be talking about Days Gone among some other stuff. But as for my weekend, I was away. We were at the Kearney's and we got to play a bunch of VR games. I brought up some VR tech. We played some VR games. I think the winner of the weekend was certainly Blade and Sorcery, which is kind of like the Blade and Swords game, or it might even be called Blade and Sorcery, but I think it's a different developer. Anyways, it was a medieval combat simulator, but in VR, and everybody who played it did something different, and it breaks the cardinal rule of introducing you to VR in that you're not walking by teleporting, you're walking by moving the stick. And that is super nauseating. Like, you can get sick if you're a novice in VR. And honestly, I've played enough VR to kind of look at it and be like, let's try this out. And even I couldn't play more than a couple minutes because I was like, okay, this is too much. But a couple people got really into it and had a good time. So we'll talk about that on the show. We played some Beat Saber. We played Super Hot was another one that came up on the weekend. And we played some board games. I think I'll have to get the name of one of them because I can't remember what it was called. It was like Dueling Wizards or something. And then we played a Marvel Munchkin, as of course we were preparing to go see Avengers Endgame, which we will not talk about on the Gamers In. I think I'm planning a spoiler cast with my Dungeons & Diapers co-host, Crofton. We might get Bo on it. I know it's not Gamers In or gaming related, but just watch Twitter. I don't think it's going to be this week. I think it'll be 2 weeks from now just to give people a chance to see the movie. But we did play with the Kearney's new board game table, which was very interesting. Quite the setup, I gotta say. And, you know, not super crazy big for that room. I guess it really depends on whether you're converting it from a game table to a dining table often, because it is small in that aspect where you have to move it to one side of the room to get the table planks out, and then put them up, and then move it to the other side of the room to get the other table planks out. So, you know, that is the only convenient. We never converted it. It was always a game table. I did play the PlayStation Classic. I'll talk about it for a bit on the show. I feel bad because, like, honestly, I've been stringing along for a couple weeks, and now this will mark a full month that I started talking about it. But it, for $20, it is a really cool, nostalgic way to play Final Fantasy VII, but I feel like the rest of the games just don't hold up. And I'm not trying to be rude about it. I find that they just don't hold up. I don't know how else to say it. So anyways, I wasn't a PlayStation person, so like there's not a lot of nostalgia there. And the games I do remember, most of them aren't on this collection, like Crash or Spyro, so it's missing a good portion of those classic games. But I am excited to check out Final Fantasy VII and see how that game ticks, because I've never beaten it. Although I do, you know, when you boot it on, you hear the sound, you boot up Final Fantasy VII, you hear the music and the sound, and I do remember that feeling, because I had many friends who had PlayStations, and I remember him showing me Final Fantasy VII, and at the time, as an N64 person, it was like, ooh, Forbidden Fruit, but I'll never play this. And I was content back then to never touch, you know, other platforms, because, I mean, you could only afford so much as a kid. So, and my parents weren't gamers, so it's not like it was easy to convince them to buy multiple platforms. So I'll check it out. I doubt I'll finish it, let's be honest, but I am thinking it might better serve me in playing the remake that's going to come out at some point. Talk a bit about that on the show. And Days Gone, I think Jocelyn's probably played more than I have. I've just started to scratch the surface, because honestly, I got it shipped to me the day I left for the weekend, and then finally got a chance to boot it up a couple days ago, and now I'm traveling. If you can't tell, I'm in a hotel right now, traveling for work. But yeah, that's Gamers In. We'll have enough to talk about. There's some news out there. We had an Anthem story last week that we're going to touch on. You know, basically Anthem delaying all their content, and we'll talk about that. And there's someone posted that Rocket League got into the developers behind Rocket League got snapped up by Epic Games, so they're on a purchasing tirade again. As for Summoner's Call, we did not have an episode last week, and that was announced prior to the weekend, but we are back this week, and it should be a jam-packed weekend, or a weekend of episode. New Legendary Hero Units out, we got Allegiance Battles, which is a new mode that was added, Golden Week celebrations ongoing, Voting Gauntlet. It's a pretty busy event in game, or set of events going on in game. But also we have Game Club. We're playing Fate's Conquest, and I've been slowly making my way through that. And also the Dragalia Lost crossover with Fire Emblem Heroes is ongoing right now, and it's, I think, pulled a couple of people into the game, including myself and Eddie. So we'll talk about that. And no real big games coming out this week. The last one was Days Gone last week, and I think this week's a bit of a slow one in terms of releases, but, you know, May kind of slows down, and then June picks back up again. Late April is usually a big time frame for release, and then it slows down before E3, but yeah, someone was saying E3's a month away now, so exciting times. But New Gamers Room will record live this Thursday at 8:30 p.m. Eastern over on twitch.tv/thegamersin. Be sure to join in on the conversation over on Discord by going to bit.ly/TGIDiscord. Thanks for listening, and have a fantastic week.